B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now time for us to step aside and find out what's brewing with Jim.
Okay, so we're going to start with a tortoise. His name is Jonathan. He's 190 years old. Just celebrated his birthday.
190?
His 190. He is estimated to have been born in 1832. Some naturalists say that he could actually be older than 190 because this particular type of tortoise kind of peaks at 50 years old and they don't get any bigger. So when he was 50, way back when, he stopped growing, basically. So they have a hard time with trying to figure out how old he is. But they think that he's 190 years old. He lives on the island of St. Helena in the South Atlantic. He was given to the governor of an island as a gift in 1882.
So 1882.
How do they know what his birthday is?
Well, they're estimating that he was born in 1830.
They can tell certain things.
It says
things.
No, here but the they said his birthday can be 150 years or more. Some have lived up to 400 years.
Wow,
so that's a rare one.
They're freaking dinosaurs.
He's the longest living land animal in the world.
Wow,
isn't that neat?
That is.
I kind of want to see Jonathan.
Time to be around.
Except, you know,
think about all he's been through, he's seen.
Okay, so
he was around during slavery.
He was 5 years old when Queen Victoria, Britain's second longest reigning monarch, took the throne. He's outlived both world wars. He's older than the first photograph and has lived through the administration of 39 U.S. presidents. Isn't that crazy?
So is he like in a museum?
He wanders this island, so he lives like on the governor's property on this island.
Yeah. Just hang around, nothing's ever eaten. He's probably so old and decrepit, nothing wants to eat him.
I think this is kind of normal.
They have a shell, but turtles are actually not that easy to eat.
I'm just saying.
They're not that easy to eat. Once you go into the shell, that's protection.
And he's a national treasure in this place. I mean, he's a world treasure at this point, but so they're protecting him.
Some eagle or bird flies up and goes, oh, we can't touch Jonathan. That's Jonathan. Like, they know that's him.
Oh, no, it's a shell. We can't get in.
Yeah, you can't get into the shell.
You don't live that long if you're not savvy.
He's 48 inches long. 48 inches.
So that's 4 feet.
That's four feet. That's a big
turtle. Like, a bird is not doing nothing with
that. Yeah, eagle's not picking that thing up.
It could if it could get it directly by the neck, but maybe. It can't.
190 years. I thought that was pretty cool.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jonathan. All right, three women all dated the same cheater, then dumped him and decided to travel the world together. This is a great story. So one woman was dating this dude for a while. She suspected something was up. Through social media, she learned that the boyfriend of hers had not one, but two extra girlfriends. These two other girls. So instead of fighting over him, they all dumped him, became friends through social media, found out that they all had the same plan to literally travel the world together, or just travel the world. And so they all banded together, put their money together, bought a van, and they're doing the whole thing.
Good for him.
Good for him.
You're looking at the whole relationship of the women. I'm over here going, this guy got exactly what he wanted. He probably spent time doing what he wanted.
And now they're all gone.
Now he gets the next three.
Yep, and then they go,
because it's over.
That's how she broke up with him.
Goodness.
There was a movie about that.
Really?
It was Kate Upton. I forget, Cameron Diaz?
Really?
There was some movie. Kate Upton hasn't been in that many movies. I never saw the movie. I only saw, like, the trailer.
Yeah.
And the premise was these three women, he was an older guy, so he was with the girl from, like, 40-year-old virgin. And then Kate Upton was one of them, and then there was another person. I think it was Cameron Diaz. I don't remember.
Huh. Interesting.
But it was based on the same kind of thing where one guy was messing with the three women.
Right. The other woman.
Yeah, I think it was based on three different women, and then they banded together to get revenge or something.
Well, they're not getting revenge. They just said, to hell with him, and we're just going to go travel the world together.
That's easy for him, then.
I think it's great. All right, we'll end it on this one. A mom accidentally wrapped a bunch of Christmas presents with X-rated wrapping paper.
Oh, no.
It's not, you can see the wrapping paper in the story. It's not very apparent, unless you're actually looking for the kind of crude things. Imagine.
Is it body thing?
Well, do you know how a snowman usually has a carrot as its nose?
Yes.
Well, that would be in a different position on this wrapping paper.
What?
There were some reindeer that were mating.
What?
And the wrapping paper.
Oh, so where it usually be Dancer and Prancer.
Yeah.
They were together.
Yeah. So she ended up wrapping several of the presents that way when she found out that she was, you know, giving these presents to her children. She had to put this, like, name stickers, like the label, you know what I mean, in strategic places.
So what you leave that is you let Santa for all the kids. You leave that wrapping paper there by the chimney. Santa will take that with him and leave a roll from Hallmark.
There you go.
With some pleasant things on there.
Yes.
But I wouldn't, I'm not rewrapping it again.
No.
No, she wasn't either.
I'm not rewrapping.
She said, the hell with that. I'm just going to use some stickers.
Yeah, I'm not rewrapping.
I don't even know if I'd go stickers.
I might just leave it. They don't know.
You really, unless you're looking, you really wouldn't be able to tell. I kind of want to get the paper and wrap some presents in it this year.
Well, you should.
As a kid, you think that I'm looking at, I'm saying, if I'm a kid, I'm running downstairs and looking at the wrapping paper.
I'm looking only at the label of who it is because I'm past, like, that's yours, this is mine, that's yours. I'm only looking at the label. Paper. Some people I know take the tape off and they fold the paper up real nice. Never once.
That's my mom. She saves everything. She'll save all the bows, all the ribbons. If it's a nice big piece of paper, she can use it again. She will.
And a Grammy Award winning singer as well. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.